Wracamy do magazynu studenckiego. Mamy poniedziałek, 4 kwietnia. Za mikrofonem Monika Chmielarz i tutaj odwiedził nas Michał Wanka, asystent w Instytucie Socjologii z bardzo nietypowymi gośćmi, zupełnie z zaskoczenia.
Tak, dzień dobry. Witam z socjologii. Akurat są u nas goście z Uniwersytetu w Krajowej w Rumunii, którzy przyjechali do nas z taką krótką wizytą Erasmus. Okazuje się, że również mają taki background dziennikarski. Postanowiliśmy zajrzeć do radia i byliście tak mili pozwolić nam tutaj wejść i dosłownie i w przenośni jesteśmy właśnie w wejściu na antenie. I will switch to English right now, so let me introduce our guests. It's Devian and Alina from the University of Craiova in Romania. Hello and welcome to Opole.
Dzień dobry.
Dzień dobry.
Ah, this is how you greet.
We've already learned that.
How do you greet in Romanian? How do you say dzień dobry in Romanian?
Salut or bună seara, in this case because it's evening.
Okay. So salut to Radio Signały. This is our radio stations. So I believe that you have some background in radio journalism. Can you tell us a couple of words on that?
Yes, I've been working for like 20 years for the Romanian public radio station, the regional public radio station placed in Craiova, and it broadcasts for the entire region, Oltenia, which is in the southern part of Romania. And I might say that I know almost everything about radio, because you never actually get to that level when you know everything about something. And I know that even when we talk about radio, we are aware, fully aware of the fact that the things are moving technologically, first of all, but we are trying to maintain updated and to make good radio in Craiova.
What is a good radio?
Good radio means that you give the right information. You are fair with your audience. You give them good entertainment. Why not? Uh-huh. You make education, because this is one of the things that we are supposed to do at the public radio station. It's the same in Poland, it's the same in England, it's the same in Italy. And we also are very careful when we are planning, are building, are conceiving our playlists. We want to broadcast, of course, the major hits of the moment, but also the great songs of yore, the songs that influenced the history of music, because we are a public radio station. I repeat this.
Okay.
I have the question. How to be a good radio man?
You have to have some skills. You have to have a native talent. You have to try to improve every day. You are always forced to inform and to be informed, and then to inform the others. You have to be updated. You have to have a good voice for the radio, because it is your instrument.
How do you do that? Do
you have to use it?
Do you smoke
day?
Cigarettes in order to have a nice voice? Or how do you achieve this?
I can't.
My head is working.
I can't advertise smoking. So
of course.
I will ignore the question. But this is also something coming from your genes. You are born with a good voice for the radio, but also you can improve it. So you can make you can exercise your voice. You can make it sound better. And all those years I spent as a radio journalist made me aware of the fact that you keep on learning how to read a text, a written text, and this is also an art, the art of speaking.
Oh. And Alina, you are not so much into the practice of journalism, but you are a theorist of journalism. What do you do in Craiova at the university?
I teach advertising, analysis of public discourse, intercultural communication, and organizational anthropology.
Oh, this is
both
this is
to
broad.
Journalism students and to communication and public relations students.
Do you have a radio station over there in Craiova?
Yes, we do have a university radio station called Radio Campus that also goes online. And both Davian works for this university radio station and some of our best students from journalism and communication.
Well, this is, I don't know if you have this kind of problems or issues in Romania, but we have them here. Our students constantly think, you know, am I going to succeed in the future? Am I going to have a nice job? What would you advise? Is it still a journalism or communication studies, is it still a major, a program of the future? Are you 100% sure that you are going to have a nice, very good job in advertisement and, you know, and make loads of money and etc.
Yes, I do think so. And I'm convinced that students in both the specialization, communication and public relations, and journalism have a major advantage as compared to other students from philology and social sciences. They learn from the first or second year of bachelor studies how to overcome their shyness, their miscommunication problems. So they become more open to communicating with all categories of people from different social categories or from different professional backgrounds.
This is handy. But I would have to defend social scientists here, being sociologists. You know, maybe we can't communicate, you know, so nicely, but we can analyze people.
So these students become very charismatic with time.
Oh, really?
I think so.
Oh, this is nice. Okay, if I may, you know, Davian told us that we have to be entertaining. So again, how do you like Opole? You spent whole day here already. Do you like it here?
So this has been our first day in Opole. Fortunately, we'll stay six more. We've already visited the old center of the town, which is gorgeous. I like the city, I like its atmosphere, I like its people, and I would be glad if I had the opportunity to come back here again. But I will enjoy our first stay in Opole. I will be grateful for being here and for meeting you all. And it is a fascinating experience for me. I'm glad. I'm very glad to be here.
You're also very welcome here.
So I would like to say something more, if possible. I am doing the greatest job in the world. It's not very well paid.
Are you a sociologist?
No.
Sociologist is better paid.
radio journalist. And our colleagues from Poland can testify that it is a gorgeous job. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe we can listen to music.
Okay, thank you.
Mamy prawie godzinę 19, ale to jeszcze są ostatnie minuty magazynu studenckiego. Wciąż gościmy na antenie Michała Wankę i jego gości, także jeszcze mamy czas na ostatnie pytanie w stronę gości.
I wanted to ask about Erasmus in Craiova. Our students typically go, you know, to Spain, to some nice seaside, etc., etc. How would you advertise Craiova as a students, international students city?
University of Craiova is amongst the first, the five largest universities from Romania. The city is situated or located in the same part of the country as Opole in southwestern Romania. The region is very picturesque. We speak a Romance language with Slavic influence, so that should be interesting for students coming from Poland for one semester or for 1 year. Currently at the Faculty of Letters, we do have several programs for students maybe coming from philology. They can study courses in English, both at bachelor and at master's level. And for students coming from social sciences, sociology or communication and public relations or political sciences, there are also some courses taught at master's level in English, and there are also a lot of professors habilitated to carry on and coordinate PhD research both in sociology, anthropology, and literature and linguistics.
Oh, this is really impressive. This is really nice. But the students would ask even more. They would, for example, ask, and what about the nightlife?
We have a lot of clubs in Craiova. A lot of pubs. There are many, many places where they can have fun. On weekends, there are live sessions, bands coming to clubs and entertaining everyone with their music. And last but not least, and this is a message for the Polish boys, we have gorgeous girls in Romania and in Craiova especially.
And I hope boys as well, right? okay. So, you know, so
I didn't want to speak about myself.
Okay, you're excused. Okay, so Apollo University students, you should try Craiova. You should try Romania. This is, you know, a country to be discovered. Yes. I would say it's a nice promise.
We have history. We have a beautiful art museum in Craiova. We have vestiges of ancient civilizations, Romanian civilization, ancient artifacts that they can admire, also monuments and all these sort of wonderful things.
Okay, so I guess see you in Craiova, right?
Yes, right. We have already 7 PM, so we have to finish our magazine. Our guests were
Alina Cenescu
and Davian Vlad.
I
Michał Wanke z Instytutu Socjologii.
A dzisiejszy magazyn prowadzili
Monika Chmielarz,
Mateusz
Długosz
i Kamila Chrzanowska. Do usłyszenia.